T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ladies and gentlemen, stand up and make some noise for 15 minutes of heat.
Here we go. Unbelievable. And normally Yom Kippur is a very solemn day, but it's impossible on a day like today. Can't be solemn. All right, 15 minutes of heat brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. We will head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Will Manso, sports director at Local 10 here in Miami. He's also, during normal times, the Heat's pregame and postgame host on Fox Sports Sun. This dude loves the Heat. This dude loves the South Florida teams, although we do know he loves the New York Giants as well. And by the way,
don't bring that up. Don't bring that up.
Giants and Jets is a great story. I mean, that whole football story to me is great. But Will,
worst
we'll start
two teams
with,
in football.
Yes, without question. Well, Philadelphia has an argument. But this Heat run to the NBA mm-hmm. Finals, this is as improbable a run. I was saying this earlier in the show. Like, to be back in the finals after LeBron leaves, and we know he decimates teams when he leaves, to be back in the finals, to have constructed this roster when you didn't have the assets to construct a roster like mm-hmm. this, to hit on your draft picks the way they did with Bam and Tyler. I mean, this is improbable, no?
I mean, yes, I agree. And I think, I guess we could call it improbable, but then we think, okay, who was at the head of all this? And that's Pat Riley. And, you know, the last few years, guys, how many times did I come on the show or we talked about tanking and what other teams do to tank and should they Heat tank and should they look to do this? And why, you know, pick 13 or 14 in the draft isn't going to get you a superstar. Yet they turned into Bam Adebayo and Tyler Hero. And, you know, how are you going to get another star post Dwayne Wade when you don't have money and they go on and work a deal to get Jimmy Butler, who wanted to be here? So when you look at the way they constructed it, it's improbable, yes, because it just doesn't happen that way, but I don't think it's improbable to the man pulling the strings and to Andy Ellisberg and to the Heat organization, because they never, ever doubted that they can get back to this point. Whether it was in 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, 6 years, whatever it was going to be, they were going to be back here, and I think to all of us, it was much sooner than we expected.
And Will, I don't know what took me this long, but the cog is Bam. Bam's the guy. We talk about Jimmy mm-hmm. being aggressive. We talk about Goran, what he's done, you know, post quarantine, you know, coming into the playoffs, starting. This all runs through Bam, right?
Agree. 100%. And the thing is, you said it perfectly, Jennings, saying runs through, because usually when you think of big men, it's, you know, just get him the ball and let him get in the post and post up, make a move. And then the game's evolved a bit, obviously, where big men can score from outside and hit jumpers. But still, the evolution of that point center, point forward type player is still kind of growing. And to see Bam go from a defensive energy guy when he got drafted to a flat-out dominant player and close out games of conference championships is incredible. From an offensive perspective, the way, I mean, you look at that fourth quarter, the driving to the baskets and finish, the facilitating and finding the open guy, taking the ball up court like he's Magic Johnson. I mean, it was crazy. It was incredible to watch, to think that that kid got drafted 3 years ago and everyone hoped that maybe one day he could be a factor on off. offense. Maybe he could be a 15-10 guy. And he goes out in the Eastern Conference Finals and does 21-12-5. I mean, and the sky's the limit. So I think he is everything. And, guys, there's two parts to it. Number one is his hard work. I mean, the Heat believed him, and he's worked hard. All the credit to Bam. Number two is the acquisition of Jimmy Butler. Jimmy, from the moment he arrived, said, Bam, don't you ever look in the mirror and not think you're not a superstar. You are a superstar, and you're only getting better, and you are heart and soul. And I think Bam eventually said, you know what? He's right. I mean, I could be this guy. And he's believed it. He said last night postgame, it's the first time I've had offense go through me consecutive plays. And I started doing it. I said, man, this is fun. And you saw the dominant guy that he can be. And again, he did it in the biggest of stages.
I mean, Mike Breen and Jeff Van Gundy and Mark Jackson, they were gaga last night when he was bringing the ball up and then driving to the bucket. I mean, they were gaga over what this guy is capable of, as were Heat fans, obviously. So Will Manso, we have to look ahead towards this Lakers series. Can the Heat do it? Because I feel like the Lakers should be scared of this Heat team.
Here's what I've told everyone so far in the last, 12, 15 hours since this all went down, and we can start really looking ahead at the Lakers. The Lakers clearly have the best two players in the series. I don't think it's okay. I don't think it's a bad thing to say. I don't think it's, even if you're a Heat homer, you have to admit LeBron James and Anthony Davis are the best two players in the series. That's it. Okay, period. End of story there. But to me, players like 3 through 7 or 8 are Heat players. I mean, to me, I'll take any of the Heat players, and obviously Jimmy and Bam go right after the 1-2 of the Lakers, but when you look at the next grouping and you get into Gorin and what Tyler's become and Duncan and this NBA, the shooting and the range and the spacing he provides, I mean, you get into the veteran presence of Andre Iguodala, who we saw last night, this is why the Heat got him. You look at that, that's to me the key to the series. If you could somehow, just slow down a little bit LeBron or AD, whether it's working the zone and forcing the Lakers to try to shoot threes, which is really not their strength, or find a way to just, put bodies on LeBron to not let him just get to the basket. If you can do one of those two things, I think the Heat 3 through 7 through 8, the next grouping of 4, 5, 6 players are better than anyone the Lakers have, which means I think they'll be in every single game. And the one thing we've seen from the Heat in the playoffs, in close games, they find a way. So to me, absolutely the Heat have a chance. I don't see it as like, oh my gosh, the big, bad, mighty Lakers with those two great players. No, I think the Heat have a deep team that can compete in every single game and have chances to win against LA.
And, Will, something that's created as soon as the Heat won and, the Lakers won, everybody wants to do LeBron versus the Heat with the past. Coming back and sticking it to Riley or sticking it to Spo, whatever the narrative is. Like, you think that still exists? Because, Will, he went to Cleveland and won a championship. This is his second team after the Heat. Does that still exist, that little competitiveness between Riley, Spo, and LeBron?
Yes, very much so. Very, very much so. Not necessarily from Spo. Spo is always the coach. He's always like, Spo is in coaching mode. He's not worried about the backstories. Pat Riley, if we've learned anything about Riley over the years, and I think everybody knows this, he's a man of pride. He's a man of honor. He's a man of his way and the Heat culture and what he had in L.A. and even in New York. I mean, he is about his style. And when you kind of go against that and you leave him, look, the man can hold a grudge. Let's just put it that way. The man can absolutely hold a grudge. And there's no doubt in my mind that Pat, in the back of his mind, and maybe even in the front of it, is thinking, I want to stick it to LeBron. I mean, this guy left me. He left me in the dust. He thought he left me with, like, a mess where I couldn't get back to what I was, right? And now we hung around and had a solid team. Things obviously happened with the CB thing that you couldn't expect to happen. And then, Dwayne comes back. You have a nice season for his final, his final year. He retires. And then, boom, you're in the finals. I think there's a sense of pride with Pat that, hey, I didn't need you. I handled this okay without you. And now I want to beat you. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think it's there. I think it's like it's an underlying theme, but I also think kind of what you say, it's an overlying theme as well.
100%.
I mean, they're not going to acknowledge it, but I think the pressure is on LeBron a hell of a lot more than the Heat, right? The Heat, this whole thing is gravy for the Heat, right? The Lakers were constructed for this season. In fact, the way Anthony Davis and his contract, like, they needed to show something to keep him there because he's got the ability to leave. Like, there's a massive amount of pressure on LeBron and the Lakers, isn't there?
100%. And this is like, this is what we lived through for 4 years with the heat of the Big Three. Remember back then, you lose a regular season game and they were doing documentaries, you know, 24-hour news coverage on should they break up this team and what's wrong with this team. Now, this team is, you know, they're in the finals. No one expected this outside of the team. Anything that happens, and I don't want to take a loser's mentality like, oh, if they lose, they had a great season. Yeah, we know that, but they want to win. But the reality is this. The Lakers are, you know, the Lakers win, it's what everyone expected. The Lakers struggle or they lose. I mean, the amount of pressure that the Heat go out, let's say, win game one Wednesday night, the amount of media coverage and pressure that becomes and goes on LeBron and AD and that Lakers. If the Heat lose game one, whatever, try to bounce back for game two if they had all season long. They find a way to bounce back. So, yeah, there's no, I hate to say it, it simply is this, there's no pressure on the Heat. There really isn't. They are playing with house money right now, and they are in a position where they believe they can play with anyone.
And Bam's going to have to run the offense, Will, and guard AD. Bro, can we send Bam some Gatorade or Power Bars?
They sent his mom. He's rejuvenated now. You know, Bam loves his mom so much, and his mom is getting to the bubble now. You know, she's able to at least be at the games, not there with him, but be at the games. So he's, like, ecstatic about that. So that'll get him his second win, man. He's got his mom there, and you know how much he loves his mom. So that's a great backstory.
Some Power Bars, something like anything. Some pasta. You have a connection, Will, with some place with pasta. We need some carbs before the game.
He'll be fine.
Will Manso is with us from Local 10 and Fox Sports Sun, and it all starts Wednesday. Heat and Lakers, the NBA Finals. It is as mind-boggling to say as I imagine it is for you guys that have covered the team or been part of it for the entire crazy season that it's been, Will. So I guess everybody is just on top of the world there at the organization, and they've proven themselves to be worthy of the adulation that they get in this market, right? I mean, this is proof positive that the Heat are worthy of what they get down here.
They are, you know, and it's a shame because most years, you know, I mean, you're talking September going into October, the Marlins in the playoffs, the conversation would be the Marlins, and they've done a great job. And what the Marlins have done is unbelievable. You know, the Dolphins won the other day. The Canes are ranked in the top 10. But, I mean, it just none of it compares to the Miami Heat post-Dwayne Wade after everything that happened in the NBA Finals. I mean, it's the biggest story in town as it should be, and it's got everybody talking, and I can't wait. Wednesday night, 9 o'clock, and we'll see where this thing goes.
Yeah, you mentioned a couple things there. So the Marlins are in the playoffs. Dolphins had a nice victory on Thursday. Canes, number 8 in the nation. I mean, this was as much fun for 4 days for sports fans in South Florida. And that includes, by the way, a loss on Friday night for the Heat. Like, that didn't even ruin the 4 days of fun that we had. What do you think of our Canes, man? Because I am impressed.
I'm buying in. I'm buying in, but I will say this. Look, we're talking about Clemson, and it's crazy how Clemson is the next battle because you're getting so high, and then all of a sudden, like, oh, wow, you know, the powerhouse is coming, not to town. They're going there. But you know what I mean? The powerhouse is on the schedule next. And Clemson is just a whole different animal in college football. I mean, they're a juggernaut. I mean, they got the number one pick in the draft next year, an incredible quarterback, a winning system. Obviously, they are the best team in the country. There's no doubt about it. But I'm just looking at it from a Canes perspective, guys, and you watch the games. They have the three things that we have been craving for, right? They have a quarterback. Derek King is legit. This isn't some guy who's just had three good games. He's proven himself in college football. We just happen to have him now. Now he's our QB. They have an offensive coordinator, Rhett Lashley, which makes you wonder what in the world were the coordinators doing the last decade plus, not using and taking advantage of the incredible speed and athleticism that Miami players have had over the years. You see them do it in the NFL, and then you're saying to myself, why these pro-style systems? Why haven't they been spread out and moving around in quick plays? And now you're seeing it. And number three is we have a kicker. We have a kicker, and he's a damn good one. So anytime you get past midfield, you're already thinking you got at least 3 points, which before you get to the 5-yard line, you're not even sure you're getting 3 points. So this is a huge step for Miami.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. That's a luxury. You don't realize how much of a luxury it is until you don't have it, which we didn't last season. And now it's like, yeah, so they'll get 3 here. No big deal. They'll at least put something on the board. Yeah, it's
exactly.
So good. So, and then real quick here on the way out, because I mentioned it at the beginning, your New York Giants stink.
They're terrible. And here's the thing.
I didn't have a question there. I just wanted to say that. You want to say that to him, Crowder? I enjoyed it.
You can tell me. I know it. I thought they'd be a 4-12 team just because, you know, in the league you win a game here or there. I'm not sure if they'll win a game this year. They may win one, maybe two. I just they're terrible. They are truly terrible. Can you tell you something, guys? So you know how irrational of a fan I am, and I truly am, for all my teams. But yesterday I called DirecTV and I canceled the NFL ticket. And
no,
you're not allowed to, you know, get this. You're not allowed to cancel the NFL ticket. They really don't. After a certain point, you can't
just cancel it.
Yes, but I said I'm so pissed at this Giants team that I'm not even going to use them as an excuse. I said, hey, I'm a reporter in Miami, and when you go to an NFL game, right, you cannot watch NFL ticket,
you know,
in the stadium. Do you know that?
I saw someone tweet that about you. I didn't realize that.
Yes, so if you are in an NFL stadium, within 1 mile of an NFL stadium, you can't watch the NFL ticket. So I said, listen, I'm at NFL games every week, and I can't watch it, so it does me no good. They looked into it. They said, okay, account canceled. I had $83 back on my credit card today, so the Giants can kiss my you-know-what. I don't want to spend my money on them, and I got my money back.
Wow.
I love the media card.
He pulled the media card.
That's the do you know who I am card right there.
The depths
of despair as a Giants fan that I actually did something I never do. I pulled the media card. Absolutely.
That is crazy, man. I thought they were going to be good this season. We bet them week one. I thought Daniel Jones was like.
Yeah.
You got to put a team around him, though. The team wins games.
And Saquon. Saquon obviously makes a
Oh, yeah. By the way, I think Daniel Jones is okay. He can maybe be good, but he has no chance to be good right now with that mess around him.
No.
Will Manso, you watch him on Local 10. Local 10, the home of the NBA Finals. I mean, it is upon us. Will, what a great time to be in sports, covering sports in South Florida. Let's all enjoy it, huh?
Oh, for sure. By the way, we got Marlins on our air, game one on Wednesday at 2 p.m.
You know,
on ABC.
Right. Now, why is that on the big network?
Because there are like 700 games going on, and because of the timing with the way that you have all these, you know, all these games going on at once, and the way the networks are with the NBA Finals started Wednesday, trying to stagger things, it just worked out that ABC said, "Hey, we'll take a few games." You know, it wasn't in the plans originally, but since it's ABC, ESPN, you know, family, they said we'll give you a few games, and we got lucky and happened to get Marlins game one, you know, locally, so that was nice.
And obviously the nation is very interested in the Marlins. It's not the Cubs, right? It's the Marlins that has.
Yeah, everybody's talking about the Marlins. Yeah, everybody, come on, ride the wave. We got.
All right, Will Manso. Thank you for making time for us, Will. This is fun.
Anytime, guys. We'll talk soon.
There you go, Will Manso. 15 minutes of heat, and we'll take a break here. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
Unfortunately, this is the Hock and Crowder Show. Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.